A good Erev Shabbos, Parshas Emor. This week's Parsha discusses that Kehanim can only become Tameh to their seven close relatives, but not to the rest of Klal Yisrael. The Pasuk finishes off, V'yomarta lehem lenefesh lo yitama ba'amav. Rashi tells us, what's with the word ba'amav? Why the extra word ba'amav? Ba'oid sha'ameis b'seich amav. A Kehan is not allowed to become Tameh to someone who's a mace who's b'seich amav. As opposed to yatza mace mitzvah, as opposed to a mace mitzvah. A kain is allowed to become tummy to a mace mitzvah. Chazal tell us that the chacham lev yikach mitzvahs refers to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shebeshah sheklal Yisrael nisasku bebiza, at the time that Klal Yisrael was involved in Bizas Mitzrayim, hu asak ba'atz maisi Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was told by Moshe Rabbeinu, V'yishalu ish me'es re'eyu v'isha me'es re'usa klei chesef u'klei zav u'smalais, that Klal Yisrael should go around borrowing from the Mitzrim men and women. And at that time, when they were doing that, Moshe Rabbeinu was asak ba'atz ma'is Yosef. But why is that called the Chacham Lev? So I heard a beautiful explanation. Moshe Rabbeinu was a kayin. He had a din of a kayin. And he normally wouldn't be able to be involved in a mace. So how should he be able to bring up Atzmas Yosef? Moshe Rabbeinu, when he realized that the entire Klal Yisrael was being Isaac in a time-sensitive mitzvah, tzivoy, Moshe Rabbeinu said, here's my chance. Here's my chance to take advantage and finally be able to be Asak ba'Atzmas Yosef. Even though normally I'm not the type of person who can be involved in this mitzvah, here is an opportunity. And it reminds me of a story that I heard about a cemetery in Vienna. It's about a community in Vienna where there were two kayhanim who never had an opportunity to ever do a kvura because a kayhan is not allowed to go to a levaya. He can't come too close. And the cemetery in Vienna had filled up, and they needed to open up a new plot of land to banai, to inaugurate a new base olam, a new cemetery. And the Chevra Kadisha, when the first mace was supposed to be buried in this new cemetery, sent a tractor to the cemetery to dig its first kever. And when the person driving the tractor arrived at the place where he was supposed to dig, he found, to his surprise, that there was already a dug-up hole, clearly by shovel and not by a machine, ready to be used. And they couldn't figure it out until they traced these two kayhanim, that these two kayhanim realized that now that this is a new kever, a new base olam being banai, being inaugurated, they were able to actually walk into a cemetery before it was being used because there was no Tomas Mace. Here was their chance to do a mitzvah, the chaparain doing a mitzvah that they never have a chance to do. And I think it's very appropriate as we approach 1 week away from the annual elite retreat, Shabbaton in the Doubletree, because many times we might say to ourselves, not my type. It's not my thing. And just like a kayin, who kvura is not his thing, when the opportunity arises, no pun intended, to take advantage of an opportunity, these kayhanim in Vienna, Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the chacham lev, yikach mitzvah, said, here's my chance, I better chaperein. Wishing you a beautiful Shabbos and hoping that you chaperein.